Hello everyone, or ciao bella to all of the beautiful people. This is Waiitha from Life by Waiitha again this Monday with a quick update. Thank you so much for coming back to Life by Waiitha. I hope that you stay for a while and consider subscribing. I do this little ditty, or I'm trying to do this little ditty every Monday in conjunction with working on my journal for the List of Calm. I'm prepared this time, y'all. I had to take a look at that real quick. I believe it will be List 16. So continue to read to the bottom for how I worked through that exercise. I've also listed a link for how this little series began, and also at the bottom of the page are a link to all of Morisille's journals, which are not all of them, but three of the ones that I like that are available on Amazon. So, like I said, this is going to be a really brief update of kind of last week, and I'm kind of regretting not writing down what I'm gonna say, but I feel like if I write it down, I'm gonna be here forever. So I wanted it to be quick, and whatever I didn't include, meh, it'll be fine. So, last week was, like I said, it kind of feels like the weeks are all kind of melting together. But it was a productive week. We have our Bianca is pretty good again, my daughter Bianca, about making little activities for us to do, where we do so many things. We will either do a karaoke or color or watch a movie or listen to a podcast. And it's actually been, you know, very refreshing to kind of focus on something else. I know she's getting cabin fever. So am I. I actually stepped out last week because I had to go to the post office, and I don't know, it's kind of disorienting to not be able to do the things that you used to. And then when you do step out, it's like sunlight, H2O, air, trees, grass, the rocks. You know, it's just nice to be mindful, but be able to go out. So one other thing that I've been doing is I have a little store. I want to call it my garage sale thrift store clean out on Poshmark. I had a Poshmark account before because I was trying to sell some clothes, and I think I even talked about that. How difficult to me it was to sell clothing because people were asking stuff like, what's the flat dimension? And my response on that blog post is going to be my response right now. Baby, if you can't wear a size 16, measuring it flat is not going to make a difference. I've never heard of that before. What are the measurements flat? What? No, boo. If you wear a 16 or a 2 or a 6, that's the size that you wear. I've never heard of anything so ridiculous. But anywho, that was a lot of trouble. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just donate it to the Goodwill and keep my damn clothes. Because that was just a lot of trouble. But I have had better luck selling my decor items. And this is stuff that has been sitting in a box. Things I'm no longer using. One thing was a cat treat jar. And as you know, I don't really need the cat stuff anymore. So it's hard to let go of, but I have been letting go of that. And I will also link that. I just have, you know, a few modest items. I'm starting to list more. I'll list more as I sell more, because I guess I'll feel more comfortable. Yeah, I'm not looking to make a killing. I'm just looking to make a little change and kind of get this stuff, out of my home. Because y'all know I'm on you know, when it's time to pack this stuff up in a year and a half, I don't want a whole lot of things. So, I'm definitely trying to do a little bit of a clear out. So, that happened last week. I think pretty much that's kind of it. I mean, I don't want to say we're real boring over here, but we are real boring around here. I've been a little less tense and a little less stressed, and I hope my home environment allows for that to continue. I was so happy to be able to do that DIY and finish that sofa. I'm doing some changes and updates on the blog, and I feel like I'm in a good place where I have a decent posting schedule. I'm able to do things ahead of time. I've been planning a little bit better to get things out and not have it be stressful. Let's see, what else? I think just two more things. And I've talked about this before. Since this pandemic hit, I have been heavy on the vitamins. And as an older female, you definitely want to take care of your body inside and out. And so I take a Focus gummy, an Immune gummy, a Hair, Skin, and Nails gummy, a multivitamin, I'm looking at all my stuff here, and a sleep vitamin. So I want to make sure that I take care of me. So I am taking Ollie Vitamins, Ritual, and Hims and Hers, and Pacifica. Those are the vitamins that I am currently taking. So yes, that, and I think that's probably it. Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, like I said, this is just a quick update. It doesn't have to be real in depth while I'm talking y'all heads off for, you know, X amount of time. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Oh, and I also wanted to share, because every week, well, for the past 2 weeks, I'm making it sound like we've been doing this for however many months. So, for the past couple of weeks, my daughter and I have been coming up with questions of the day. She has one for me, I have one for her. We respond to both, and it really works the other side of your brain. So, my question of the day for her, this was last week, we do a question. My question for her was, if anyone living or dead could narrate your life story, who would it be? Y'all think on that. Put your noggin on that and think about it. And hey, comment down below. Tell me, you know, what you think. Who would be the person, living or dead, that could narrate your life story? Right? I thought that was a head scratcher. I think I told her that it was, for me, it was a tie between Maya Angelou and Whoopi Goldberg. And I could talk about that later, but I just love their speaking voices. I think her answer was Viola Davis, I'm pretty sure. And her question to me was really, really good. She said, if you didn't need sleep, basically, if some miracle happens and we no longer needed to sleep 8 hours, what would you do with that time? Oh my goodness, that blew my mind. Like, what would I do? I told her that I would increase my brain power by like 10,000. I would be so well spoken and so well read. I'd probably get another degree, write a novel. I would have so much like untapped potential. It would be crazy. But think on that. If you didn't need to sleep, if you no longer needed to sleep 8 hours, what would you do with that time? Also, put that down in the comments, y'all. Let me know what you think. But I'm going to wrap this up because it looks like it's going a little long. So I'm going to wrap this up, continue to read to the bottom for the rest of the calm journal exercise. I will see you guys next Monday. And as I always say, know your worth, know your potential. Know thyself. Bye-bye.